Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition, but first. On this Monday, I am currently writing my next book called Killing the Witches, The Horror of Salem, Massachusetts. It is a history of the first years of America and how the witch trials influenced how we live today. Now, Disney Plus is another one of these streaming channels, and it has a cartoon on it right now that tells children who watch cartoons that slaves built the United States. Okay, that's a lie. I don't know of many cartoons that lie outright, but this one does. Again, this is the Disney company. So we have researched the early years of America very thoroughly, and in the South, slaves did build the agrarian economy, farming. But in the North, in New England, that was a manufacturing economy, very powerful. The South was rural, the North was urban. Salem was an extension of Boston. There were ships coming in and out of Boston and Salem all the time, trading. Slaves had nothing to do with that. Nothing. Yet Disney is ramming this stuff down the throats of the kids that slaves built America. It is appalling. Back in a moment.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.